Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on? It's Brew, and this is another Odyssey check-in with the one and only Mr. John Legend. What's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
Doing amazing. We got so much to go over. I'm so excited for you. You've been a busy man. I mean, you were at the Emmys, you know, the other day, and your new album, Legend, is officially out. How does it feel?
It feels so good to have it out. You know, I've been living with this music for quite a while. We started writing it early 2021. So some of these songs have been with me for, you know, a year and a half now. And it's nice to finally have all of this music, all of this love we poured into it, have it being felt by people all around the world. It's crazy.
What do you want people to take away from this album?
I think they're gonna have a lot of fun. A lot of it's celebratory. Some of it's very sexy, sensual. So they'll have good times with that too.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it'll make them dance. And then some of it'll make them, you know, really contemplate their life and their relationships and the challenges that they faced in their lives. And this album really runs the gamut of the experiences we have with love and with life. Some of it's about dealing with grief and loss. Some of it's about the peaks in your relationship. Some of it's about the challenges that you face. So it's a really, you know, full project.
Right. Well, the album, again, titled Legend. Why was this the time to call it Legend? Does it feel like the most you in this time around?
Yeah, it feels like very me. And it's diverse. It's kind of eclectic in a lot of ways. And it reflects all of, you know, the music that I love, all the music that's inspired me over the years, all the stories, all the different kind of flavors of love that we go through in our lives. It's all represented on this album. And that's why I felt like this is the time to fully embrace my name and call it Legend, saying, this is me, this is who I am. And I'm excited that we made it a double album too, because it's just kind of bigger, better, and just a full representation of who I am.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the first double album. You mentioned this is like a first for a lot of your projects. What are some of those firsts that you've experienced on Legend?
Yeah, we've got some collabs that I've never done before. Saweetie, Money Long, Jasmine Sullivan, Jid. There's a lot of firsts on this album, but hopefully people will feel both the connection to who I've always been as an artist, but also feel like, you know, we're continuing to push ourselves and be adventurous and creative and do some new things as well.
That's really cool. Well, you got some fun track, especially titles on the album, I Don't Love You Like I Used To. Such an interesting phrasing that causes everyone to like take a second and be like, wait a second, including your wife.
Is it a breakup song? No, it's not. You know, it's about anybody who's been in a long-term relationship and had ups and downs, had challenges, had kids, whatever it is. You just grow together and the love that you have isn't the same as when you were in that early kind of infatuation phase of your relationship. And when you grow together in the right way and it's a healthy situation, you love them more than you loved them before, because it's been tested, it's been fortified. I think that's where I am in my relationship with Chrissy, but I think a lot of other people can relate to that too. I think it'll be the kind of song people will play for their anniversaries, you know? When you've been with someone for a while, you really know what it's like to be tested and to be challenged and to come through it together and to be stronger from it.
Absolutely. And how about evolving with kids? How's number three feel? Like, how does the prep change and how are you feeling overall?
Well, we're excited. You know, we've got a few more months before Chrissy is expected to deliver, but you know, we're really anticipating it. And we've been wanting to have another kid for a while. We lost a pregnancy a couple years ago, and that was difficult for us. But we're feeling so optimistic this time. And whenever you lose a pregnancy, your optimism is a little bit more cautious as you go forward and you get pregnant again. But we really are anticipating this. Our kids are too. And we've spent quite a bit of time with our kids now. Luna is 6 and Miles is 4. And so we've just grown as parents, and we feel like we're very ready to bring another baby into the world.
I know it's early to say now, but do you think 3 will be the perfect number? Or are you guys just like into it? Like you're gonna have as many as you can.
I could see us going for 4. I'm one of 4. Chrissy was basically just one of 2, even though her dad had older kids in his first marriage. And she kind of loves the idea of a big family and having people over on Sundays every week. And I think she thinks of it a lot of times of having more people she wants to cook for.
It's like bigger meals.
So yeah, I think we envision growing old together, having 3 or 4 kids, having them come over for Sunday dinner, having grandkids when the time is right, all of that. And we want to have a nice brood for that.
Absolutely. Well, you guys look great on the carpet. I mean, you guys are killing it with always have
Thank you.
passion. Looked so good at the
Thank
Emmys the other day, and you got to perform a new song, pieces in the for the
Yeah.
memoriam part of the Emmys. How is it playing a new song like that and kind of like such an emotion-filled moment, and it's live as
It's
well.
kind of weird. It's kind of weird because people are mourning people that we've lost. Some of them we lost like very recently, like Anne Heche and others who just passed. So it's still pretty raw for a lot of people who knew her and loved her. So you just want to have a song that's right for that moment. You want to have a performance that's respectful for that moment, and that's what we tried to do.
So excited for your album that's out and all the fun things you got coming up. Is there anything I missed that you want to fill your fans in on?
Well, we're in Vegas, and we only have one more set of shows. They're in October, and I am so proud of the show we've made. It's just a special, special show, and we've been having so much fun every weekend that we're there, and we're only back for 3 more weekends in October. So
That's it.
I really encourage any of my fans, anybody who even cares a little bit about my music, this is such a special way to see it and to hear it. And I would love for you to come see us in Vegas.
I will be there and love it. Catch him on tour. Check out Legend, the double album that's officially out. And John, thank you so much for the time. It was great getting to chat with you today, and good luck with everything for the rest of 2022.
Thank you, bro. It's a pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.